different tribes of Indians were captured and brought down to Fort Yates, Dakota. And they were under the care of the United States government. They were really, literally prisoners, not allowed to leave the reservation on any account. And reporters came from different big cities all over the country. And they wanted to interview the Indians. There were four or five or six different tribes. And the Indians could not understand each other except by the sign language. And so the reporters had the difficulty in teaching them that, or telling them what they wanted them to say. And I was standing around listening with eagerness. And I walked up to Sitting Bull and took hold of his hand. And there was an interpreter standing near. And I said to the interpreter that I'd be glad to teach Sitting Bull to write his name. So I took his hand and wrote Sitting Bull over and over and over for him. And he sold each signature for 50 cents. And after two or three days, he'd gotten so accustomed to writing the words Sitting Bull that he didn't need my assistance. And he kept on collecting the 50-cent pieces. And I thought no more of that occasion. And years after I was married, after my children came, we came to St. Paul to live. They went to the public school. And in the public school, the system was to provide textbooks for the children. And one day, two of my children came rushing home so eagerly they could hardly wait to get in the door to show me a picture of Sitting Bull. They'd heard me tell about the story of Sitting Bull. And so here was a picture of Sitting Bull. And underneath was the signature, just as I had taught him to write it. And meanwhile, the author of the book had written that Sitting Bull was an educated Indian. He could both read and write. Well, there was the story.
You have just heard Mrs. C.J. Hunt, who is now 84 years old, tell her grandchildren and great-grandchildren some of the incidents of her life on an Indian reservation when she was a young girl. It is Christmas Day, 1946.